On March 31, 2007, the law firm of Leonard Street & Dinard presented a discussion on effective interviewing skills at the firm's third annual Focused Insights Conference for Minnesota first-year law students. This event was held at the Depot Conference Center in downtown Minneapolis. The speakers were Carrie Jensen-Thomas and Anne Reinhardt. This is the second of two podcasts drawn from this presentation, and we'll focus on the interview process. The first podcast looked at resumes and cover letters. Now, here are Carrie Jensen-Thomas and Anne Reinhardt, recorded live at the Depot Conference Center in downtown Minneapolis.
What I talk about in the initial screening interview can be an on-campus screening interview. It can be that first interview you have in any organization. So it's really that first short initial interview to see whether there is an interest in both of sides to continue the dialogue. Most screening interviews don't last more than half an hour. So it's a really short time period. On campus, for law firms, it's usually 20 minutes. And that 20 minutes can get eaten up really fast with the person or people across the table from you talking about their practice, their love of football, why you like scuba diving, and then, man, you have 2 minutes left to really convince this person or these people that you are the right person for the job. So I think going into any screening interview with one or two things that you want to make sure you accomplish and that you want to make sure that you let the interviewers know about yourself before you get out of there is really, really important. You're not going to have a lot of time. Once you get through the screening interview, you will have more time in the callback interview.
So what are we really assessing in that first interview? And it is, as Anne mentioned, a very compacted, short amount of time. But most of the attorneys, and we encourage all of our attorneys who go on campus to make sure that they've read all of the supporting materials, so the resume and the cover letter, so that you can focus in and really get to know the individual. But what we are trying to assess is fit. You'll hear that word a lot, but what does that mean, that elusive word, fit? Is this the right student for our firm? And you as a student determining, is this the right firm or legal employer for me? What we are looking at is, can we see this person eventually handling our clients' matters, going with us to try a case, working on the due diligence for a transactional matter, helping close a real estate transaction? What we are looking is into the future. And so in those 20 minutes, we are trying to, it's really guesswork, but we are trying to see, is this a person who we can see being a shareholder or a very successful associate at our law firm?
The best thing you can be doing is thinking about, what does the practice of law entail and how am I going to contribute to that? Bringing that to the table, that you have an understanding of what the reality of the law practice is, that you've thought about it, and you've thought about how you can contribute to it in those 20 minutes, will set you far apart from most people that come in and haven't thought about, particularly in large law firms, haven't really thought about the reality of practice in a law firm.
Show us that you've done your due diligence, that you have taken the opportunity to look at our materials, to talk to professors, to career services, to fellow classmates or upper class people at your law schools. Who is Leonard Street? Why? What do you know about them? What's the buzz on the street? What are they known for? You've got to be pretty savvy about it. I mean, attorneys all the time will say, oh, they told me all about my bio. You know, that's easy to go to the bio and say, oh, I saw you did this and you did this and you did that. I mean, maybe interweaving one of those aspects into the interview would be good.
Or to showcase it in a way that shows that you read the bio without saying, hey, I read your bio. Right. I noticed that you have a practice that focuses on X. I have a particular interest in that, and here's why, and here's how I think my background fits. Can you tell me more about your practice? That right there shows you did your research, shows you read the bio, but you're not just talking about the bio.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about the callback interview then. What occurs during a callback interview? Well, the way that we structure it, when we make the decision to bring students to our firm, it's typically a half day, a little bit more than a half day visit. It would start off with someone that you met from the on-campus interviewing to greet you, to say hello, reconnect with you for maybe 15 minutes, and then you'll venture into half an hour interviews with a mix of shareholders, associates, particular practitioners. You probably have indicated to us an interest maybe in corporate law or business and commercial litigation, and we'll try to match you up with some individuals who practice within those areas. Every legal employer is different, but you're going to want to know that information before you go, and that's what the recruiting team or the contact person with whom you've been interacting, who's extended the invitation to come back to the employer to visit, they can give you that information and they can tell you what to expect. And if they don't, ask for it. You can always ask, definitely.
You can feel sometimes during the callback process that you are saying the same thing over and over and over again, and you probably are. But each person that you meet in the process wants to feel that you are the right person for the job. And so bringing that energy, and it can get really hard after you've been through three or four interviews and then you need to go to lunch with people, or you have to come back after lunch and you still have to be on. But you have to remember that this is the first time most of those people have met you. And so you've got to tell that story again. And you need to tell it consistently.
So how you can make it work for you is the engagement piece, and keeping that, showing that enthusiasm, and that you're engaged in the process, you're enthusiastic to be there, you want to learn more. The callback phase really switches to a time of discovery for the law student. It still is a time of discovery for the legal employer as well, as we are determining fit, but we do want you to get your questions answered. So come prepared with thoughtful questions about what you want to know about us in particular, about the practice in general, about Dinard University and professional development, and the things that you can't garner from looking at our NELP form, from looking at just the website, because all of our NELP forms and websites look the same. And so what you're trying to do is distinguish between employers. And you're really, what students tell us and have been telling us for years, is that what you're really wanting to do is to connect with people. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to put together the best interview schedule that is tailored to you as an individual. So you meet the right people, and you're trying to gauge, are these the kind of people I want to be working with? And so you have to have questions.
Just like you may get asked the same question in any interview, I always recommend that you might want to have one question that you ask every person on your interview schedule. Compare the answers. So I read that Dinard University is an important piece of the firm's professional development strategy. Tell me how Dinard University has played out in your life here at the firm. Different people will tell you different things, but it then begins to provide a full picture of what the experience is like at the firm. All your questions should go beyond a simple question. What do your typical clients bring to the table? What are their typical needs? How might I, as a summer associate, experience pro bono work? Those kinds of questions that dig deeper will showcase that you're really thinking about the process.
And we've touched on this a little bit. Should you always ask a question in an interview? Well, we want you to come with thoughtful and with great questions, but let's say that that person has really answered all of the thoughtful, great questions that you had, and you can't possibly think of something else you need to know. I can't imagine that's going to happen. If you don't have a thoughtful question, I would say don't try to just make one up, but chances are they're going to want you to ask one, and they may say, do you have any questions? And if you sit there with nothing, it's a little embarrassing and it's a little awkward for the interviewer as well.
Surely there's something that has come up during the interview that sparked a question, and it's perfectly okay if you want to have a slight piece of paper on the side to say, I want to ask you a question later, I'm just going to jot down a note for myself so I make sure that I come back to it. The best interviews are those that actually have a conversation versus one person asking a question, one person answering it. That's not always going to happen when you go out interviewing. I wish I could say that it would. But the more you can provide an air of let's have a conversation and get to know each other, tell me about your practice, the more comfortable you all will start to get with each other, and the more it will feel natural. And frankly, the more you'll get to know the firm and they will get to know you.
And as we've said, the questions that set you apart are the really thoughtful, insightful questions that maybe not everybody is asking. And so I encourage you all to really think about how you can ask the sorts of things that you want to learn about a legal employer, and to be creative in that.
And you can think about, think about what your hot buttons are. Think about what are going to be the deciding factors for you as you look at an employer. What are the key things that you have to have answered to feel comfortable that this is a place for you to come and work? We're going to be asking those same questions to get comfortable with you. You have a right to ask those. So spend some time with Career Services. Spend some time thinking about it to craft those questions so that you have the key answers that are, you know, we could all have a list of 50 demands of what we want in our employer, but what are those really key things that mean make it or break it for you in terms of joining an organization and starting your legal career there? And then craft some really well thought out, not questions that are going to put the interviewer in a position that they feel kind of attacked or unsure, but you can craft questions even about difficult subjects in a very discreet, very thought out way to get you the answers that you need to get.